In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, our Jesus tells a parable to a man, a lawyer. That's the term used in the scriptures for a guy who studies God's laws. And this lawyer wants to do something to inherit eternal life. And the text says desires also to justify himself. And Jesus' parable is about a man who fell among robbers, was stripped and beaten and left half dead, ignored, passed by on the other side by his own kin, by a priest and a Levite, but shown mercy by an outsider, a Samaritan who had compassion on him. But before this interaction with that man, this God law expert, so to say, this one who wants to do something to inherit eternal life and desires to justify himself before all that, Jesus privately says to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see." The Word made flesh. They see that. Dwelling among them, they see that. And so, dear saints, with the Word made flesh dwelling among you today, blessed are your eyes that see Jesus and your neighbor and yourself, as he presents in his word, and especially as he presents in this parable today. Now, dear saints, perhaps the most obvious thing that Jesus is helping you see again today is your neighbor and the needs that your neighbor has. Who is my neighbor is the prompt of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And in the parable, you see that the priest and the Levite had places to go. They have things to do. They were busy, important people. It would not be convenient or easy for them to stop what they were doing and go after the man who is hurt. If I help him, then I'm going to fall among the robbers. I might be beat up, left half dead, stripped. Wouldn't want to be like that guy, after all. But the Samaritan recognizes that it is not the places he has to go or the things that he has to do that is the most important. It is his neighbor who is hurt and in need of compassion and in need of mercy. Dear saints, you and I are tempted by our sinful, selfish flesh to be like the priest and the Levite. We just got done singing twice, stanza 5 and stanza 1, some of these wonderful, profound words. "Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice." Dear saints, how often do you grudge, grunt at the sacrifices that you have to make for your neighbor? "I'll do it, but I'm not happy about it. Or maybe I just won't do it in the first place. It's hard and it hurts." But blessed are the eyes that see in this parable that our neighbor is not an inconvenience of getting where we want or of doing what we want to do as the priest and as the Levite thing. Rather, Jesus is helping our eyes see again that our neighbor is in fact where we should be going. And that mercy and that compassion is in fact what we should be doing. Why? For one reason, dear saints, as this parable helps us to see, it is because your neighbor is hurting. So, children, your parents often have a hard life, and you can help them out a little by honoring them. Your parents' love and order and rules are meant to protect you, not to inconvenience you. Have mercy on them and show compassion. Honor them. Parents, children are not an inconvenience or a possession to do with as you want. They are God's children, and He wants them cared for and fed and taught. And they have a hard life too, and also struggle with a sinful flesh just as you do. Don't make it harder for them by provoking them to anger or neglecting them. Have mercy on them, show compassion on them, and cover a multitude of their sins with your love. Husbands, your wife is hurting and falling. Go to her. Bind up her wounds and use your strength to pick her up. Wives, your husband sometimes has his reputation beat up, and he's got lots of other pains too. Go to him and speak well of him and speak well to him, for in that you begin to heal some of the pains. Your friends, dear saints, your family, your co-workers, the fellow people that you are sitting right next to right now, right here, your neighbor is quite wounded. Blessed are the eyes that see that. Blessed are the eyes that see that they are loved and they are served a little when you love and serve them, even if they don't say thank you. And you, dear saints, you are loved and served by them in many, many ways. But I want you to consider today especially this way. Because the little love that you have shown, and the little love that you are shown, and the little mercy and the little compassion that you have given and are giving to your neighbor right now is a constant reminder that you are never done. That there is always so much more to do, isn't there? We are only always beginning to help. And that this serves the Christian. This serves you because it strips off of any thought that we are ever done, that we have ever done enough to inherit eternal life, that we are ever done loving our neighbor, that we would never be done asking, who is my neighbor and what can I do for them? And that this serves you because it protects you from pride, and it protects you from arrogance, and it protects you from laziness, and it protects you from entitlement, and it protects you from ever being like the man in the parable that this was originally told to, but he, desiring to justify himself. No way. No possible way. I am never done. I can never do enough. Impossible. Because even when I have begun, there is always so much more to do. And so, dear saints, they love you, and you are served by them. Because when you show mercy and compassion, you come here exhausted and beat up and stripped and left half dead, you come to church to be placed at the foot of the cross, to see with enlightened eyes your Jesus and what he has done and is doing for you, your Jesus, your justification, your confidence, your hope, your rest, your promise of eternal and everlasting life, you come here to receive from him his love and his mercy and his compassion again. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Because when the world looks at you, they see a pretty good person. But your enlightened eyes see yourself as one who cannot justify themselves and thus always in need of receiving Jesus' mercy and compassion and his completed work from the cross. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For sinful flesh sees Jesus of Nazareth, a man claiming to be God. And that's a strong claim. And yet this man seemed so weak that he couldn't seem to stop himself from falling among the robbers that he was crucified with. But your enlightened eyes see God at his strength, his merciful, compassionate, pick you up, choosing to come to you, sacrificing himself because he loves you. He chose it. He doesn't begrudge you for it. He wanted you found, and now you are belonging to him forever. Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as your price, never grudging for the lost ones. That tremendous sacrifice. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For sinful flesh sees a man stripped, naked, dying on a cross, but your enlightened eyes see him clothing you with his righteousness and promising you that God sees you through the honor and glory and the beauty of his own beloved Son, his completed, fulfilled work. For God's wrath is not just a little appeased, but is completely answered for. Your sins are not just a little forgiven, but fully. You are not just beginning to be God's child. You are. And you have eternal life as your inheritance. You are baptized. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For the world sees Jesus beat up, dead, gone for good, and we see Jesus alive and here. We see that by his stripes we are healed, and we see this wine coming to us, this healing wine that is his blood, this blood that was poured out on the cross and is now poured into you to forgive you and to strengthen you and to heal you and to bind you up and to wrap you up and to promise you that he never leaves you or forsakes you until he carries you all the way to your eternal home. Which of these three do you think proved to be neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? The man said, the one who showed him mercy. And your neighbor, your merciful, strong neighbor, says to you, you go and do likewise. In Jesus' name, amen.